BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. The Syrian army has declared its victory in Aleppo as state media said the last convoy evacuating rebel fighters and civilians had left the city. The army said it had returned security to Syria's second city after liberating it from what it called terrorists. It's the biggest victory for the Syrian president Bashar al-Assad in almost 6 years of war. Syrian activists say Turkish airstrikes against a key town held by Islamic State fighters in the north of the country have killed almost 50 civilians. The activists say 14 children and 9 women are among those killed in the attack on al-Bab. Donald Trump says the United States must greatly strengthen and expand its nuclear capability. The president-elect said in a tweet that the arsenal must be built up, as he put it, until the world comes to its senses regarding nukes. The billionaire investor Carl Icahn, who Mr. Trump appointed as a special advisor on regulatory issues on Wednesday, says excessive red tape is hurting American businesses. Mr. Icahn said environmental and banking regulations had become particular obstacles to investment. The German authorities say they have firm evidence linking the main suspect to Monday's attack. In Berlin, the fingerprints of Anis Amri have been found in the cab of the lorry that ploughed through a crowded Christmas market. The search for Amri is continuing. Investigations into corrupt practices admitted by Brazil's biggest construction company, Odebrecht, are being opened in a number of Latin American countries. Prosecutors in Argentina and Panama have opened a preliminary investigation. Russia has withdrawn from hosting two international biathlon events next year, the World Cup and the Junior World Championships. Several countries had threatened to pull out of the events following the revelation of endemic state-sponsored doping in Russian sport. BBC News.